the Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
And we've managed to tie down Joe Supple, the Holiday Doctor. He's always on the move, going somewhere, but here he is in the studio this morning. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Declan, and back from sunny Tenerife, and I think I brought the sun home with me by the looks of it out there today.
It looks like you did, which is great for Easter, and I hope it wasn't too stressful. I see that there's been a survey here, Legacy Communications, looking at various stressful situations, and Dublin Airport has been named Europe's second most stressful airport after Heathrow number one and Manchester number three. So how was it for you?
Declan, it was actually fine. I flew out to Terminal 2 and I was expecting delays and I gave myself plenty of time getting to the airport. For people who are familiar, Terminal 1 would be sort of like, you know, the Ryanair charters, Turkish Airlines. Terminal 2 would be sort of, you know, more the Aer Lingus and United Airlines, Etihad Airways, stuff like that. So it was fine from start to finish, straight through 10 minutes, sitting in the lounge, having a nice little glass in my hand after 10 minutes, which is great. But I went up to actually Terminal 2, lounge was closed, so I went up to Terminal 1, and the place was, it was mayhem there. There was a lot of queues, yeah, people waiting, whatever. So it seems to be that way. But the advice that's coming through there is that travellers, especially this weekend with Easter, a lot of people are heading off and taking advantage of that. Travellers flying through Dublin Airport this Easter have been urged not to arrive excessively early. And that's where the delays seem to be coming about.
How do you say, look, how long is a piece of string? I mean, come early, but not too early. That just seems crazy advice, isn't it?
It does, Declan. And, you know, people were advised this before. So you had people who were sort of arriving normally, even just, you know, before all this situation occurred. I'd normally just have a quick look and see, you know, is there many flights going out? Thinking of the normal way getting through, is it going to be 20 minutes? Is it going to be whatever? You'd have a fair idea. Now people are coming there and they're coming like 4 and 5 hours before because they don't want to miss their flight. So they're getting backed up, you know, from the business travellers during the week to obviously people heading off for the more leisure travel. So it is exactly as you said there, you know, it's just very difficult to actually sort of work out what is the best, you know, time to go to the airport. Mm. They're saying the 3 hours, again, it depends on which terminal you're going from, but I mean, it was chaotic there last week. And again, this weekend, over 500,000 people are set to travel in and out of Dublin Airport. So it's going to be a bit hectic. And also, Declan, just for listeners there, anybody thinking about going along and haven't already pre-booked, Dublin Airport have said that the car park is completely booked. The car parks are completely booked out for Saturday, with only a limited availability remains on the Friday. So it's everyone's up and away. I want to get back to a little bit of normal, but it is a bit hectic. So the advice there at the moment would be sort of, you know, in and around the 2.5 hour mark, maximum 3.
Right.
Forget about the 4 and the 5 hours as such. And again, just depending on what time your flights are at. There is obviously other options there as well, depending on which airline you're flying at, that you can actually do a bag drop off the night before. Again, that mightn't suit a lot of people if they're coming from Wicklow or surrounding areas to have to drive to the airport and do that. So that's sort of the advice there at the moment. I mean, they are sort of getting things back on track, and hopefully with the Garda vetting going on for security check processes, they hope to have, you know, within the next 5 to 6 weeks that more staff will be actually qualified, and hopefully everything will be okay, that we can just get through the airport. Stressful enough even getting to the airport and then having all this to deal with as well.
Attempt to do all this as well, the AA's inability to provide a proper service and just putting stress on people. But as you say, they're recruiting and maybe trying to come to grips with it. I know you're coming back next week, so that'll be on Tuesday to talk about Tenerife, but we've got a question for the Canaries generally. Has just come in here. Please ask the Holiday Doc, you Joe. Lanzarote, November. Is that a good time to go?
It is. Well, it's sort of coming at towards the end. They're sort of, the winter sun would normally sort of start, you know, January, February, March. So you're at the tail end of the summer. And again, you know, temperatures would be sort of very nice still. You're in around sort of 25 degrees. It's a nice time to go. It's very comfortable. I've been down there myself before. And of course, Lanzarote is a great place to go to. You know, your Port of Carmen, which obviously there's a lot of Irish bars and stuff down there, and great places to sort of travel around and work. So yeah, it's very nice. It's a very comfortable time to go down. as opposed to sometimes in the summer, it can get up to 35
hot.
Degrees.
Oh,
it's too much altogether. Yep.
Okay, so the advice anyway for Easter from Joe is, you know, go early but not too early. 2.5-3 hours for the flight. If DAA are saying not too early in the morning, if your flight is early, don't do it. You know, and don't clog up because it'll all just mess up the system that they've got operating. Okay, we'll talk to you on Tuesday, Joe. Thanks
Great
very much
stuff.
Indeed.
Thanks, Declan.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.